prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Guess what?
What?
It's Friday, kids.
TGIF.
And that means Elisa Profumo is at the helm, at the mic, dropping the mic.
She's in the house.
She's in his house. There you go. Punching noses everywhere she goes.
So this is Labor Day weekend.
Didn't even realize it till last night, right?
Better not wear white anymore after this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I have to get rid of Cousin Eddie's pants now.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it until a couple days ago.
So just think about this for a second, right? How fast our lives go, you and mine. Like, we're in motion from the minute we hit the ground in the morning until we get home and we maybe spend an hour of, like, quiet time. And last night, we're sitting there talking about the week, and Elisa goes, oh, my gosh, this is Labor Day weekend. And I go, oh, wow. That's, you know, I forgot all about it. Oh, we're off Monday. Oh, this is exciting. So it's like it was just a surprise.
Yes. And we're having a dinner on Sunday with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino
and his wife.
Yes.
And possibly Dr. Angela Poff.
Mm-hmm.
And a person to be determined, I guess. I don't know if she's married or she's traveling alone, but that would be really cool, wouldn't it?
Yes. So this is Labor Day weekend, and a lot of people grill out, you know, it's the end of the summer, so
yeah.
And having picnics and family over. So I have some good ideas for grilling.
Oh, I like that.
First, I want to talk about our peaches and figs that we posted a picture of on Facebook that we grilled. Those figs were amazing on the grill, and the peaches too.
We're actually entertaining this Saturday. It's my daughter's 19th birthday was recently, so we're having her and her boyfriend over, and we're going to grill the peaches and the figs. And I'm looking so forward to it. That is the best, drizzled with the balsamic glaze and local honey. Oh my God.
We bought a cast iron griddle to put on the grill, to put things like
best
this on.
Best investment ever.
They sell them at Target. You guys need to get one. Yeah. They're amazing.
So you put it on the grill, and all of a sudden you've got a flat surface griddle, and one side is flat and the other side has ridges. So if you want,
marks.
If you want grill marks on what you're doing, or you want something to let the moisture get away from it so it cooks drier, you have your choice. And it's cast iron. And guess what? I put coconut oil on both sides of it. So when I put it out there and I am using this one side, the other side is being seasoned because the oil is being burned on by the flame. So you never have to worry about seasoning it. It's self-seasoning if you just flip it once in a while.
That's amazing.
I know. I figured that out the other day. I was like, man, look how nice and beautiful the seasoning is. I thought, wow, that's because when I cook on one side, that side gets seasoned. Great stuff. Great stuff.
So avocados on the grill. Have you ever grilled avocado?
No, I have not.
So you just cut it in half and you put it with the skin on the avocado because it gets kind of creamy.
Right.
And you just put it on the griddle, or I guess directly on the grill with the pulp side down.
And this is when the griddle would actually come in handy, because putting it on the grill directly, the flame probably dry it out really fast.
Right. So if you have some kind of griddle or something to put it on.
Yeah, yeah.
But so this is a crostini board. And
so it's a big wooden board.
Well, no, what you're doing is you're just making all the ingredients for the crostinis, but you don't put them together. You just
let your guest make it together. Right,
but
right.
So you grill the avocado, and you can grill the tomatoes, and then you put hard-boiled eggs with seasoning like sea salt or whatever you like on them on your board.
Right.
Sliced radishes, cucumbers with lime juice on them,
uh-huh.
Strawberries with pine nuts and balsamic glaze, and green onions with lime juice and cracked pepper and some kind of meat like prosciutto mm-hmm. with lemon juice on it.
Right.
And you put all that on a board for your guests and let people make, if you eat bread. And if not, then they can just eat the items without any
right.
bread.
That's what I was going to say. I guess I would just have them without the bread. Although I did have corn chips not too long ago at a Mexican restaurant, and I will go to hell for that. You remember that?
Yeah. So, Benny, I thought that was a really good idea. I mean, the grilling the avocado. And then there's an avocado crema where you make the avocado mixed with sour cream
mm-hmm.
and cilantro and lime juice.
Uh-huh. That sounds really good. And, you know, I would buy a slightly under-ripened avocado if you're going to put it on the grill. You want it to be that firm, not quite ripe enough yet, kind of an avocado, in my opinion.
Right. And
they always have plenty of hard avocados. This is perfect. You just go and pick the hardest avocados, take them home and grill them.
Really?
Yeah,
of
course.
You think it should be that hard?
Well, I mean, when they're that hard, they're like a day or two from being completely ripe. Putting them on the heat is gonna ripen them rapidly because you're basically forcing oxidative stress through the heat. And so they're going to ripen on the grill, technically. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So this avocado crema was actually suggested to put it on, spread it over grilled corn. But since we don't eat grilled corn.
Right. Right.
And
but
then,
I do eat the occasional corn chip when nobody's looking now.
Yeah. You're going to go to hell for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the last one I wanted to mention is the coconut lime avocado popsicle.
This one I want to make. This sounds really, really good.
I want to make
the
all
popsicles
of them.
Have a pretty color too.
The only thing is the recipe I'm looking at right here has cornstarch in it. So I was thinking we could use tapioca
instead. Flour.
Tapioca
yeah.
flour.
Right.
Yeah. But it has vanilla extract, avocado, lime juice, some kind of sweetener, stevia or something. They use sugar, but I would use an alternative to that. And coconut milk.
Right. That sounds delicious.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, and it looks like it's really easy to make. It's not something that's really very difficult. That's very cool.
So,
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking away. I was looking at the, what do you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, okay. So there you go. So what do I want to talk about? Oh, gosh. You caught me off guard here. Maybe we should just take a break right now.
No. What about the 11 uses for the ice cube trays?
Oh, this is really cool. Yes. So let's talk about that. Okay. So people make ice cubes. Do they still make ice cubes? Do people still make ice cubes?
I don't think so. Most refrigerators have ice cube
or ice
makers.
Ice makers. So nowadays, making ice cubes can actually be like an art form, right? There are people that make ice cubes with the ultra purified water, and then they put things in the ice cube. So when they put them in people's drinks, they look ornate and decorative, right?
Right, right. Or like I think one good example of on here was to put coffee inside the ice cube trays,
right?
And then when you want iced coffee, then you put the coffee cubes into your iced coffee. So you don't water down your coffee.
Oh, I get it. So you actually make ice cubes out of liquefied coffee.
Yes.
So that they don't dilute the iced coffee that you're drinking. That's brilliant. And see, I've heard of people doing that with other things too.
Iced tea as
well.
Iced tea as well.
Yeah.
So there's some.
What about this one? Bacon fat. I've got so much bacon fat at home.
I think that's a really good idea because then you can just take a cube, and if you want to make dressing, they suggest that you could use dressing with it.
To make dressing. So you put that ice cube, but I didn't think, would the bacon fat freeze really? I guess it solidifies. Yeah.
I think it looks like it's solidified there.
I mean, it's in the ball jar in the refrigerator. It gets hard. Why not just take a spoonful?
It says then you can warm it up to whisk into salad dressings, mm-hmm. toss with green beans, collard greens, drizzle. It says drizzle on popcorn.
Yeah, I'm not. That sounds good actually. I don't think that. I think you're just as good putting it in a ball jar and scooping it out with a spoon. Personally, than making it into ice cube trays. This next one, chipotle adobo sauce in an ice cube tray. And that, I mean, that's so basically what they're doing here is they're taking the ice cube tray and using it as a way to compartmentalize and portion size control certain things. Garlic or ginger. I like that one.
A slurry that you make from garlic or ginger.
Yeah.
And you puree it with water, and it captures the pungent flavors of these staples. That would be really good. Like if you could have the ginger, you just pulverize it, you put it in the ice cube tray, and then you can put it in your tea or anything.
Yeah. And the garlic too. If you know.
You don't want to put garlic in your tea.
No, but in food. In food. I know. I use too much garlic, don't I?
Yes.
Of course, coffee and tea. Those are natural alternatives, and we even mentioned that before. Lemon or lime juice. Why would you want to do this? Why bother with store-bought fake stuff? Oh, good point. So you basically have almost fresh on demand. With these sunny cubes on hand, it's easy to add a spoonful of acid to brighten chicken soup or pho. So basically, this is a good idea, actually.
Red or white wine. This is interesting.
Oh, wait a minute. So you like putting... you like your wine chilled, your red wine cold, I should say, not chilled. And so this would work for you, right? You put that in your wine.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. So once again...
Or you can use... Because my grandfather used to put wine in sauce.
Yeah.
So you could use it for that as well.
My secret, and I don't want anybody in the audience to know this, but I make some of the best tomato sauce in the world. And my secret is a bottle of Killian's Red Ale. About half, and you really have to, when you make tomato sauce right, it should be simmering, and I mean simmering, for probably anywhere from 6 to 8 hours. You have to stir it constantly. You want it to really, really reduce down. You put the Killian's Red Ale in about halfway through. The alcohol burns off, but the hoppy flavor stays in the red sauce. It's delicious.
Vegetable and fruit purees. Those are good ideas. You can use it in for like your protein shakes or putting it into yogurt or mayo. There's just a...
Buttermilk. So basically what you could do with ice cubes is you could take anything that's ultra perishable. You buy a gallon of buttermilk for some recipe and you have a bunch left over. You can PC it out, portion control it out, and freeze it. Cooked onions is another one. Look at this, roasted garlic. I love roasted garlic, but that's something you have to eat as a couple. You can't, just one of you can't just eat that.
Brown butter. Interesting. These are all interesting ideas.
Yeah. So again, what it comes down to is using the ice tray as a way to uniformly compartmentalize either perishables or things that you will use in small portions later on. It's a great idea. I mean, I'm sure there's some really, really great opportunities for people to use this stuff at home. Maybe we'll hear about it on Facebook. Let us know. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Crunchy. From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both
use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. Lots of great stories out there. It's hard to pick, hard to choose what we should listen to. I mean, talk about what we should. I didn't stop the other tape. It really is. There's just so much stuff passed around and shared with us on the web that it's hard to choose. What do you want to talk about
first? So there's a man in Indonesia who was born on December 31st, 1870. And that's his identity card. And officials have been able to confirm that that date is genuine. So he's the oldest man in recorded history, longest living human in recorded history at 145 years old.
145. And isn't it, didn't he say in the article that he's ready to die?
He has little wish to remain on this earth.
You know what? But I got to tell you, isn't that the way you should want? Like, most people are so afraid of death because they feel like they're not ready to leave. Isn't that the way you want to be when it's time to go? Like, I'm so ready for this. Let's get this over with.
For the past few 3 months, he's become increasingly frail, and he has to be spoon-fed and bathed.
Yeah, that's no quality of life. I'd want to go.
When asked about his secret to longevity, he replied, "The recipe is just patience."
Yeah, right. And he probably means, like, he didn't get stressed out about a lot of stuff. That's really interesting. Look at him. He doesn't look bad sitting on that chair. I wonder how old he was for that picture. I wonder if that's like a current picture.
I guess so.
Yeah, August 29th, 2016. Wow, that's impressive. I mean, the fact that he's sitting up on his own is impressive at 145 years.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Okay, so I guess in Costa Rica, in southern France. The Coca-Cola workers found a huge stash of cocaine in Coca-Cola boxes.
What do you think is the irony of all this? Like, when you hear this story, what's the irony of it?
That
when Coca-Cola was first introduced, cocaine was in it.
Included, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the cocaine, it was derived from the processing of coca leaves, and that's where the coca part of the cola came from. Then it was cola nut was added to it for flavor, and it was sold as an elixir in drugstores that would give you energy, improve the quality of your life, make you happy, and let's face it, cocaine does that for short periods of time, and so that is exactly what was in there until coca was outlawed in the United States. It was part of the recreational drug act, because prior to that, we didn't care what people, morphine, laudanum, all that stuff was sold in drugstores at one point in time.
Coca leaves were reportedly used in the original Coca-Cola drink created in 1886 by U.S. pharmacist John Pemberton.
Interesting.
So,
and now it's back again. They should have ran a whole big campaign. We're going back to the old days. Coca-Cola will now contain cocaine. But actually, they were just trying to smuggle it in the boxes, is what happened. It wasn't Coca-Cola doing this. Some smugglers actually took the opportunity to repack the boxes with cocaine.
Right, and they happened to get caught. They seized it. Okay, so I heard a disturbing story coming out of South Carolina. Not the one about the bees. We'll talk about that in just a minute. This one is about a creepy clown.
Yeah.
That the children at an apartment complex were seeing a clown hanging out behind the basketball courts trying to lure them into the woods.
Seriously? So yeah. You hear about this stuff. And there are people who actually have fear of clowns. Just looking at a clown, they freak out.
Well, I can imagine so, especially, I mean.
But no. I mean, like, people who will go to a circus where the clowns are obviously not predators, and they're trying to make you laugh. And there are people who freak out when they see clowns.
Do you know what that's called?
Clownophobia.
No, it's on your email. It's C-O-U-L-R-O-P-H-O-B-I-A, coulrophobia.
Yeah, coulrophobia. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so, but this clown is not a good clown. He's a bad clown, right? He wants to lure these kids into the woods and do terrible things to them, obviously.
So this term is not listed in the World Health Organization nor in the American Psychiatric Association, their journals, like the DSM-5 and the World Health Organization,
it's not.
ICD-10. No, it's not listed.
I wonder why. Why they don't think that people are legitimately afraid of clowns?
It's not listed as a disorder.
What if I told you, and anytime there is a societal aberration that is widespread, that there are literally millions of people that suffer from this aberration, right? Porn leverages that. Do you know that there is clown porn?
Really?
I swear to God. There are people who just want to see a clown having sex with a woman, or a clown being dominated, or a female clown having sex with a man. And there is legit. So it just goes to show you how widespread it is, but yet the DSM doesn't recognize it.
That's bizarre to me.
Yeah, it's such a large market that they can make money in porn doing clown porn. So there you go. Pretty scary stuff.
Okay, so also in South Carolina, millions of bees are dead after they sprayed for Zika.
This is really sad. This is so sad.
One of the women was quoted as saying that it was like a cemetery with all of the bees lying around dead.
So sad. You know,
we're visiting a cemetery.
They apparently caught one. So the CDC has been working round the clock to catch mosquitoes and find some with Zika, because we're burning down forests. We're smoking neighborhoods. We're doing all this stuff because they're saying Zika's here. Zika's here. And so they've been doing this literally for like the past couple weeks.
They found three.
Yesterday. No, I thought it was just one.
They found three in Miami.
Okay. So they found one yesterday in Miami, and they were like, we found one. You know, like, we're not wasting our time. So I guess they found two more. The bottom line is, there's not a lot of mosquitoes out there with Zika. And we are going to literally scorch the earth and kill all the bees and even make some people sick from the side effects of the stuff they're spraying to get those three.
They killed 2.5 million bees in South Carolina.
And so
2.5 million bees.
And so look at the logic of this, right? I don't want anyone to have a sick baby. You know what I mean? I'm a dad. I know what it feels like to worry about your kid before it's born. Like, gee, I hope they've got five fingers, five toes. But we just wiped out probably a major share of the East Coast bee population, because that's where they are now. They're moving down there for the wintertime. And we just knocked out, you know, a large portion of the bee population to kill three mosquitoes. and to maybe have one baby that doesn't, that isn't born with microencephalitis. Now, I'm not being crude here. I'm just saying when you look at the facts of the destruction we're doing, the ecosystem destruction to save one person from having a baby that's not born. I mean, we, as humans, we just don't get it really. Like, we think that the environment is like, well, it's at our beck and call. Like, we can destroy that to save one kid. I mean, it's just terrible what we're doing. We're not going to be able to live on the planet pretty soon. None of the kids.
So they typically use a ground-based effort to spray. So on Sunday, they decided to dispense the NALED, N-A-L-E-D, that they used in a fine mist from an airplane. And they did it between the hours of 6:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. when the bees are the most
active.
Right.
But also, when people are starting to get up in the morning and get moving in their day. So people are more likely to be out between those hours, and that stuff is more likely to be coming down on them.
And there's some controversy because the beekeepers are saying they weren't forewarned, and the
CDC?
No, the people in, down there, I guess the newspaper said they announced it on Friday that that was going to happen on Sunday, but maybe all the beekeepers don't read the newspaper.
They know who the beekeepers are. Reach out to them. Make a phone call. Where's the responsibility to make sure that they know what's going on? You know, we have people out there that go, look, the occasional kid gets sick from this drug, but look at all the lives we're saving, you know? But meanwhile, let's just destroy all the bees so that one kid isn't born with microencephalitis. I mean, it's just shocking to me that we can justify, the approaches for the greater good in areas where there's big money being made, but not to save the bees.
Well, and the bee, one of the beekeepers was quoted, said, had he known that that was going to happen, she would have been camping on the steps doing whatever she could to stop it from happening.
Right, right. Yeah, this is sad.
It's just crazy.
Oh, man.
Are we taking a break already?
I know, right? Seems fast, right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we're going too fast again. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico.
It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico.
Sit back, kids. I'm going to tell you a story.
Walked along between some old adobe houses.
Are you the clown?
Yeah, I'm the clown that people are afraid of. How did you know?
So I want to talk about Manuka honey.
Manuka. What's up, Manuka honey?
So you know how everybody talks about olive oil being counterfeited? Well, evidently, you have to worry about Manuka honey as well.
Anything that gets popular in a short period of time, probably.
It's made in New Zealand.
Right. And but you can make it anywhere. The thing is that you have to...
From the tea tree.
That's it. You can plant tea tree here, and you can just have bees. Because there's a guy in California... What do they call him? Bee diviners or something like that? What do they call him? But anyway, he's a beekeeper, but there's a word for it. And he actually has his bees, feeding off of the pot plants that are growing in mid to northern California. So the honey has cannabis in it, tastes like cannabis. So all you'd have to do is have tea trees here. And have the bees feed off them. You'll make Manuka honey here in the United States.
Manuka honey is a particular variety of honey produced by ordinary honeybees foraging on the nectar of the Manuka tree, a bushy shrub sometimes known as the tea tree.
Bingo.
It's closely related to the tea plant.
Right.
It's
and which they make the tea shirt out of.
Ha ha ha. So it usually sells for $20 to $40 for a small jar.
Right.
And it contains a chemical compound called methyl glyoxal.
Okay.
The compound is an antibacterial, and it kills bacteria. So that's why Manuka honey, you could put it on sores. You can eat
right.
it. I mean,
but it also, Manuka honey is also high in B vitamins, and you can smell that. The second you open up a jar and you smell it, you can smell the B vitamins in it. Manuka honey is much more nutrient dense than traditional honey. And that's really why it's so popular today as a honey. Plus, it's got a really unique taste. It's got this really interesting... a little bit menthol on the tongue, a little bit eucalyptusy, which is, you know, the hallmark of that Manuka tree or tea tree. And so it's really delicious, but obviously they're counterfeiting it now, right?
Right. So the Manuka honey tree grows heavily in New Zealand, but also in some parts of Australia. And the beekeepers in Australia have begun selling the honey branded with the Manuka label. And there's some controversy about that. People are saying that Australia needs to rename their own honey.
Oh, they can't call it Manuka because that's New Zealand.
The Australians are apparently annoyed by what New Zealand is saying, claiming that the Manuka tree is perfectly native to Australia and that Australian Manuka, though rarer than New Zealand Manuka, is perfectly valid.
Manuka, you know, yeah, honey. I mean, that would be like Cabernet grapes grown in France and Cabernet grapes grown in Italy, in northern Italy. Oh, you can't call that Cabernet. You have to call that something else because this grape started here. That's nonsense. If it naturally grows in other parts of the world, then it's Manuka honey if the bees make their honey from it.
So in order for it to be registered or licensed, it has to have a UMF mark on the Manuka honey.
Right.
The Manuka honey that we bought from Trader Joe's did not have the UMF mark on it.
You know
it.
Where that UMF comes from, right? When somebody buys a bottle of counterfeit Manuka honey, they go, "You mother," and you know what the rest of it is.
So the UMF mark on the honey means that it is registered and licensed. And there are, if anybody's interested, you can go to umf.org.nz and it has a list of the UMF members that you can purchase your Manuka honey from that is pure and you know that it's real.
Well, but here's the problem. So they're saying 4 out of 5 jars of Manuka honey are fake, but are they saying they're not Manuka honey, they're flavored to taste it, or they don't come from New Zealand? Because if they're saying, oh, if it comes from Australia, it's not Manuka honey, and the bees are making their honey from an indigenous plant there that also happens to be indigenous to New Zealand, and it's the same tree, then it's Manuka honey.
Well, it says here Manuka honey, New Zealand produces 1,700 tons of Manuka honey in a season, yet 10,000 tons are sold annually. So you do the math there.
Well, but again, I guess my question is, are they taking regular honey and adding flavors to it to make it taste like Manuka, or is it just, are they complaining because it's coming from Australia and they're calling it Manuka, so they're immediately saying it's fake? That's not fake as far as I'm concerned, and I think any sensible person would. What they need to do, what New Zealand needs to do, is they need to brand their name New Zealand Manuka honey, and no one can say that unless it comes from New Zealand. They solve their own problem by saying that. Then if people go, no, I'm a purist, my Manuka honey has to come from New Zealand, bang, problem solved. If you're like me and you're like, wait a minute, bees, same trees, but just a different continent? No, I'm going to say that's Manuka honey too. I'll buy it from Australia and get it cheaper maybe. But that solves the problem. They just need to make sure it's branded New Zealand Manuka honey.
Well, yeah, but where else do the tea tree?
Well, I don't know, but we know they grow in Australia because that's what the whole beef is over, right? So they would have to say Australian Manuka honey.
Well, that's what I was just saying a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that's all. They just need to brand their name on it. That's all. Problem
and then,
solved.
Oh, like in Great Britain, a trade magazine said that in 2014. Great Britain sold more Manuka honey than what was produced in the entire season in New Zealand.
But again, if in Great Britain they have the Manuka tree and they have bees and the bees are making honey from what they gather from those Manuka trees, that is Manuka honey. It just isn't New Zealand Manuka honey. And I got no problem with that. That's not fake. Fake is we take regular honey, we put a bunch of flavors in it, some brown color, and we tell people it's Manuka honey. Fake is taking olive oil, cutting it with soybean oil, and saying it's pure olive oil. If the olive grows in Italy, it grows in Greece, it grows in wherever, it's olive oil.
But it's going to taste different.
Yes, but you know where it's coming from, and you know, oh, the flavors from there are different than this, but the bottom line, it's still olive oil. It's still Manuka honey if it's coming from the Manuka tree.
And then also the Manuka honey has different ratings for the methyl glyoxide measure.
Okay.
So you can get a MG30. You can get, and the one we had at home was a 10 plus.
Yeah.
So, and that indicates how much methyl glyoxal is actually present in your honey.
And we got ours from Trader Joe's, but they're not. Trader Joe's isn't on this list of members at the UMF.org. So we would have to find out. Obviously, Trader Joe's isn't making their own Manuka honey. We'd have to call Trader Joe's and ask them, who makes your Manuka honey for you? Are they on the UMF list?
According to this, uncertified Manuka honey is even being sold in places that people would think stocked the real thing, such as Whole Foods and Sprouts.
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 Oh, I think that's a mistake. I think it's supposed to be Sprouts. I think there's a food store called Sprouts, but that's neither here nor there.
It doesn't have an R in there.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. So, I mean, would you buy Manuka honey from Australia?
I'd prefer the New Zealand.
Okay, so there you go. They just need to start saying where it's from. It's problem solved.
Right. Well, but the good news is, if you do have the Manuka honey, that's good for you. I mean, it's good for so many things.
Yeah.
You can actually put that on a sore, and it will help heal the sore.
I love the taste of it. I just love the taste. I like Manuka honey. Let's talk about something else before we have to go to break.
Okay.
So, after doing the show about with Dr. Dale Bredesen from UCLA, who's now doing his second study, but then he did a study of 26 individuals with Alzheimer's disease. He put together hormone replacement therapy, supplements, diet, and lifestyle changes that reversed Alzheimer's disease symptoms. Remember, he can only say symptoms because they didn't open up their brain and look if the plaque was disappearing, but reversed Alzheimer's symptoms in all 26 of the people. Okay? One of the things we learned from that initial interview was that people stopped eating 3 hours before bedtime, and people went to bed at 9 o'clock. So you do the math. They were stopped eating at 6 o'clock. Okay? This is good for autophagy. It improves your ability to go ahead and make that into a fast, a 14 or 16 hour fast. It's just brilliant. You know, you're not going to sleep with your body doing a bunch of work in the middle of the night, which is effectively what you do when you go to sleep on a full stomach. Or if you wake up in the middle of the night to have a protein shake because you believe that's going to put a little muscle on you, it's going to age you faster too. But anyway, a study was just done that showed why you should never eat after 7 p.m. Late meals increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. Blood pressure usually drops by 10% when a person goes to sleep, but it doesn't drop in people who go to sleep within 2 hours of eating a meal.
That's interesting.
Well, sure, but think about it. Your stomach works. Your stomach burns calories digesting food. We talk about the net effects of certain foods where the caloric content is less in contribution than the energy it takes to digest it. We talk about that, right? So it makes perfect sense that if your body wants to go to sleep, but one of the major systems in your body is up working, it's not sleeping well. And so, of course, your blood pressure is not going to drop. Scientists believe also it increases stress hormone release. What they call low dippers. So people whose blood pressure doesn't go down at night in sleep are 3 times more likely to die from a heart attack or stroke related event. So,
I mean, most people go out to dinner at 7 o'clock.
I know so many people eat late. I don't know how they do it because I don't feel good the next day when I eat late and go to bed. And it's like drinking. I just resign myself to the fact that I'm not going to feel my best tomorrow because I'm eating so late, and I don't complain about it, but I know I can feel the effects on me. So it makes perfect sense. This makes perfect sense. We also know that your body doesn't switch into autophagy when it's digesting food. And autophagy is you cleaning out metabolic waste from cells. So if you're one of these people who goes to sleep an hour after eating a meal every single night, your body's not doing the house cleaning work it's supposed to. Think about it. If you normally have to clean your house once a week and you go 3 months without cleaning your house is a mess. There's garbage everywhere. Well, that's what's happening to your body when you go to sleep night after night on a full stomach. Now think about it. The accumulative effects are just disastrous.
And what about, I know so many people that drink like iced tea and don't drink water, but they drink it late in the day and then they can't sleep at night and then they wonder why they can't sleep at night.
Well, you know, they wonder why they can't sleep at night is a term that I think really should be changed to really what we're saying, that they're ignorant of the fact that that's affecting their sleep. They know somewhere in their head that there's caffeine in that, but they don't want to even talk about it because Acknowledging it means they have to do something about it, and they're not willing to give up their iced tea in the evening. So, you know, these people are purposefully ignoring something and then complaining about its result. And I have no patience for people like that.
And what time do you think that one should stop drinking caffeine in the during the day?
I think caffeine should be used if it's going to be used first thing in the morning, and that's it. Not again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should be taking it in the afternoon. And I know there's people out there who I have so much respect for as individuals, but they drink a pot of coffee throughout the whole day.
That can't be good for your teeth either.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you could care for your teeth, but yeah, they'll make them brown, obviously. But mm-hmm. but it's and they'll justify it by going, well, you know, I'm doing it for a long time and I feel good. But you don't know how you would have felt had you not become dependent on caffeine. You just don't know. So, I mean, and look, you know, I'm a card-carrying caffeine abuser. So don't hate for what I'm saying because you think like, oh, well, I've given. The truth is once in a while I fall off the wagon, I use caffeine still. But now, 99% of the time, I don't. No, it's just one of those things, you know. It's something that we justify the use of. We're not going to give it up anytime soon, but it doesn't mean that it's good for us. Did I just bring everybody down?
I don't know.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin.com LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Lisa's dancing in her seat. That was cute. Okay, welcome back.
So, soybean oil. This is an older story, but I wanted to revisit it.
Yeah.
Soybean oil is worse than sugar.
This was actually a study in Plus One. I mean, this is not like some UK Daily Mail article trying to get a bunch of people to read it. There's evidence that its obesogenic abilities outpace sugar.
And it's shocking because soybean oil is in everything.
Everything. Every freaking thing out there, there's soybean oil. In fact, we avoid soybean oil at all costs, and it's virtually impossible. Like, for instance, we buy an olive oil based mayonnaise, but the first one that we were going to buy at Whole Foods says mayonnaise made with olive oil. You turn around, the first oil is soybean oil, and then there's olive oil in it.
Right.
It's like, how does the FDA allow them to do that? Say right on the label in big letters. What it should say is soybean oil in big letters, and then slightly small letters and olive oil. How does the FDA allow that?
Canola oil is pretty widespread, too.
Yeah. More
crap. Trying to stay away from canola oil and soybean oil.
All seed oil. So all seed oils have much higher omega-6s to omega-3 ratios.
So the researchers fed mice a series of diets consisting of 40% fat. The first diet consisted of mainly saturated fat from coconut oil. The second diet was unsaturated fat stemming from soybean oil. And mice were also fed alternative diets of high fat containing fructose. They thought that the mice who were fed the fructose diet would gain the most weight, but the mice who consumed the soybean oil gained the most weight. In comparison to the other diets, mice were fed who were fed soybean oil gained 9% more weight than the fructose group and 25% more than the coconut oil group.
Wow.
That's amazing. 25% more.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's just because there's an intrinsic and extrinsic effect of soybean oil. It's not just the caloric contribution as a fat, but it's the pro-inflammatory effects of the types of fat.
They also had fattier livers and insulin resistance.
I mean, that sounds like the United States of America right now.
Yeah.
Fatty liver and insulin. I mean, we know a girl that is a young girl, and she doesn't eat the average American diet. She eats really what she considers healthy, but she eats what most Americans do. She's not she's a little overweight, but not terribly overweight, and she's got fatty liver. And it's like she doesn't really drink a lot of alcohol. She has non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And we've talked to her.
It's from her diet.
It's from her diet. It could be from the soybean oil that's in her diet, quite frankly, exclusively. So, where do you want to go, Elisa?
So.
Want to talk about pain relief?
Sure.
This is really interesting. And I want to talk about pain relief, but before we talk about the stories we have in front of us, I want to read an email that I got yesterday, because the DEA scheduled Kratom as a Schedule 1 drug yesterday, which puts it in with heroin. There are a lot of people using Kratom for recreational purposes, kind of like instead of alcohol. I get that. But there are a lot more people using Kratom the way CBD oil is being used, and that is for pain management. This is, I've gotten several messages from people in the past couple of days. This one kind of sums it up the best. I'm going to say it's anonymous. This fellow writes me, today the DEA scheduled Kratom, it's an active ingredient, banned and scheduled it as a Schedule 1, same as heroin. My wife and I were chronic pain patients that were able to quit large amounts of oxycodone for Kratom. It works for the pain at least as well and maybe better. Marijuana works great at night, but a nuclear plant worker, I can't risk failing a drug test. Funny, they are fine if I take tons of pain meds as long as Big Pharma keeps lining their politicians' pockets. I hope one day we get freedom back, but if Mrs. Bill Clinton wins, it will get worse, in my opinion. I'm a gun guy, and if she wins, I lose my guns along with my Kratom. Now, I'm not talking about the political stuff here, because government is government. I mean, that's not what I'm talking about. But what I am talking about here is Kratom works for a lot of people. This email represents probably millions of people in the United States who have gotten off of more dangerous opiates type drugs and are using something that they can manage the pain without feeling euphoric and stoned and incapable of leading their lives. This is horrible that they've done this.
So can they substitute like cannabis?
Well, CBD oil would work, and I would say to this person that you may want to experiment with CBD oil, because CBD oil is not only good for pain, it's good for anxiety. There is also some evidence now that CBD oil may also be great for sexual enhancement.
Really?
Men and women claim to have better orgasms, better sex. Like it reduces anxiety. So people who are a little like anxious about sex, maybe their performance anxiety, that just goes away. They just feel so great. They free up their bodies more and they feel better.
So how do you use the CBD oil?
You just take a few drops about an hour before you are going to engage in sex, and you don't feel stoned.
Like,
yeah, you drop orally? It on your tongue. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, see, I would say look for CBD oil, anonymous as an alternative. But this is terrible, because what's going to happen now to Kratom is it's going to be picked up by drug companies, and they're going to just sell it at ridiculously high price. This is all about something. When something works, especially when it comes to pain, you can't put anything. If you put relieves pain on a product, get ready for the DEA and the FDA to come calling on you.
Well, so now there was a study that just came out that says five treatments help to bring relief without drugs. And they're talking about yoga, tai chi, acupuncture, health practices such as this. And so what, is the FDA going to come and tell people they can't do yoga anymore?
No, you know why? Because they know people aren't going to take yoga. That when you're in pain, you can't believe that moving more is going to make you feel less pain. If anything, you think, I can't get out of this chair. Are you kidding? Take yoga? I mean, so the FDA is laughing at this. They're chuckling at this. In fact, I bet that they were behind the release of this story because Kratom just got scheduled.
No, it was a new review conducted by researchers from the National Institute of Health and the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health. Acupuncture and yoga are effective in treating back pain. Acupuncture and tai chi are effective for treating osteoarthritis of the knee. Massage therapy is effective in addressing neck pain with adequate doses and for short-term benefit, and relaxation techniques are effective in treating severe headaches and migraines.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I know from dealing with some CBD companies who are sponsors here, they don't want to say that it does anything. They just want to say they have good CBD oil. The way they're staying under the radar is that if one of them starts promoting great for pain relief, like openly in an ad, they'll be attacked by the FDA immediately. You cannot, you can't come in and take a piece of that pie. That's a billion dollar pie, pain management.
Well, now they're talking about using this instead of over the counter pain relievers.
But again, the drug companies don't care about this. They're thinking people aren't going to do this. They're not going to do it.
The researchers also found that massage therapy, spinal manipulation, and osteopathic manipulation may provide some help for back pain, and relaxation approaches and Tai Chi might help people with fibromyalgia.
But the one I find interesting that they did not talk about, but you kind of stumbled on yourself, right, is the one inversion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I use my inversion table to take pressure off my lumbar spine. So here's an interesting thing. I've been told by a couple spine experts that lumbar stenosis is very, very common in the United States in men 50 years old and older. Why do you think that is?
I don't know why.
What am I doing right now?
You're sitting.
Yes. Yes. This is from sitting. This is from sitting numerous hours of the day. If you're young, get a standing desk now, and you won't be somebody at 58 years old where you're late. I got a good friend out in Los Angeles, Arnold Freeman. I grew up with him. The poor guy had to go for spine surgery because his legs stopped working. And the doctor told him, well, spinal stenosis is common in men your age. Really? When did that happen? My father didn't have spinal stenosis. My grandfather didn't have spinal stenosis. Oh, wait a minute. My father was a truck driver and he lifted boxes all day long. He didn't sit all day long.
There are so many people in America that have lower back pain.
And what do they do all day? They sit. I'm telling you, this is critical thinking at its best. We don't need a study. You want your pain to go away in your back? Get up off your ass. Move around more, stand more,
well, and, so
and invert.
The inversion table, people who suffer back pain and find inversion table therapy turns gravity upside down, causing this natural force to decompress the spine. Inversion therapy works a bit like spinal traction. For example, in a standing position, gravity pulls the spine downward, compressing the discs, the nerves, and other structures. Inversion therapy changes the physical dynamics with gravity's assistance to help relieve spinal compression.
And so everybody knows that I've got lumbar compression, a combination of squatting and sitting too much, and I have radiculopathy. I have numbness below the knees. Feels like I'm wearing socks all the time. I also have pain in my legs and my glutes, all from my lumbar spine compression. I get on that inversion table, and I hang. I'm capable of hanging a lot longer than I do because I just don't have a lot of time. If I had an afternoon to hang, I could probably hang for a half hour. But I just do it for maybe 3 minutes, and I get up, and the pain in my legs is gone for a while, for an hour or two. I'm convinced that if I could dedicate a couple days to spending time hanging, I could really make a change in my condition.
Well, another thing that they say here is that when even at a 15-degree angle, which is not much, your body will feel a mild muscular stretch and benefits of increased blood and lymph circulation.
Okay.
And I think I need to start inverting for the lymph circulation.
But let me tell you why I first started telling my audience to invert back in the day. As you age, the brain shrinks. This is a fact. Okay. And the one thing that actually can reverse the shrinkage of your brain is periodic inversion.
Periodic how often?
A couple times a week is better than never doing it at all.
For how long?
Oh, as long as you can handle it. So what happened, and you don't have to worry about getting, so when I wanted to have a scientist on the show to talk about, oh, no, there are people out there that they have aneurysms waiting to happen. You know, this is a bad idea. Look. The cerebral spinal fluid acts as a pressure management system for the skull. When you turn upside down, what you feel is the blood running into the skin, into your faces, into the inside sinuses. Your brain cavity is maintained at a specific pressure all the time by the fluid that runs in the spine. It balances out the blood wanting to rush into the skull. So inverting isn't like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm blowing out all my blood vessels. No, the blood vessels are the same. There's something about inversion. Dr. Win Wenger came on my show. He said inversion triggers a phenomenon normally seen in what is known as the mammalian breath hold phenomenon. If you go in the water and you start swimming underwater, the brain dilates certain area blood vessels, and it not only brings controlled more amounts of oxygen and blood in, but it improves oxygen uptake by the brain. The same thing happens when you invert. You have an improved oxygen uptake by the brain. This is probably why it'll keep your brain from shrinking, not because of the hemodynamic pressure of the blood going into the brain.
And it also says here that most people don't need to exceed 60 degrees as the spine decompresses at this angle.
Yeah. I mean, I hang from my ankles exactly upside down.
Well, and they have those boots that you can get, too.
They're cool.
The gravity boots.
Yeah, but then you need a bar somewhere that you can hook them up to. But I've always wanted a pair of those in a bar because I think you can do sit-ups in those. You can do crunches in those, inverted. You talk about building abs. Really good stuff. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we've got 15 foods that you don't want to freeze.
No, refrigerate.
Or refrigerate. Sorry. Okay, there you go.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin.com/CARBGUIDE.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. Quest.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday.
So you don't agree with some of these, huh?
Oh, I don't. I think you're going to agree with what I don't agree with. I think you're going to say, oh, yeah, I get that. I mean, the first one I get, so whole melons, like watermelons and honeydew melons, you shouldn't put those in the refrigerator because it actually can reduce the antioxidant value. And also, the flavor isn't as good, but I love cold melon. So
well,
I guess you have to
cut
it up first.
Put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's an easy one.
And then this says potatoes.
Okay, but they don't get it.
White potatoes.
They don't get it. Read it. It says cold temperatures will break down the starches in potatoes. Yes, and turn them into digestion-resistant starches. So actually, they turn starches into fiber. So you have less starch in the potato, less carbohydrates in the potato. It's exactly why we put our potatoes in the refrigerator after we cook them. Exactly.
Honey can crystallize and seize up in cold temperatures.
And this is another one I disagree with. I love putting honey in the refrigerator because I love when it turns into that crystally mass instead of the gooey, drippy stuff. I just like it better.
Coffee. Humidity in the refrigerator can cause a buildup of watery condensation. Do you think that's where mold is coming from on coffee?
It could be. In fact, I used to put coffee beans in the freezer until I realized that they tasted better when they're at room temperature because the oils are, I don't know, more robust tasting. Coffee tastes better when it's at room temperature. So I do agree with that one.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
It makes them dull and mealy if you put them in the refrigerator.
Yeah, it makes them kind of like mush. Onions. So uncut onions are happy out of the cold. The humidity of the refrigerator makes them moldy and musty. Avoid direct sunlight. So we keep all of our onions in the refrigerator.
My mother never did, though. She always kept her onions out of the refrigerator.
Interesting. So she knew.
Mm-hmm.
So now we need to do that. Garlic, too. I always keep garlic in the refrigerator.
I know.
By store it in a cool, dry place that's well ventilated. Once the head has been broken open, use the cloves within 10 days.
Hot sauce. It says there's plenty of vinegar to prevent bacterial growth. Plus, the heat of the pepper is more potent at room temperature.
I wonder, but what if it says refrigerate after opening, which most of these things do? I'm going to have to look. I'm going to have to look and say.
Chocolate hazelnut spread.
Okay, so this is an important one. This should not be kept in the refrigerator. It should be kept in the garbage can. So if
well,
you've got it.
Doesn't like Nutella, doesn't it have milk in it?
Well, milk, but it's got a lot of preservatives in it too, I'm sure. But no, if you have a jar of Nutella, you shouldn't have it in your refrigerator. You should throw it away. That's what you should do with it. So I agree with that one.
And bread.
White bread too. Don't put it in the fridge. Put it in the garbage next to the Nutella. So this is actually a cleaning process here too.
I disagree with this one. Nuts. We keep our nuts in the refrigerator.
I don't keep my nuts in the refrigerator. That's for sure.
Well, no, it keeps them from going bad.
I always thought so. Apples? I love a cold apple. I guess if you keep them in there too long, right? Freshly picked apples will do well and look pretty on your counter. If they aren't eaten after a week or two, make them last a little bit longer by chilling them in the fridge.
Well, I think they taste sweeter after you leave them out at room temperature.
But I like the cold, crisp crack of a cold apple. Avocados. Yeah, we don't put these in the refrigerator.
No.
But I think that, so avocados, I don't know if you're like this in your home, but we throw away occasional avocados because we don't eat them fast enough and they smell like beer. They start to like ferment or something. They get turned brown and they're disgusting. I would think that avocados would slow down the ripening of an avocado if you keep it in the fridge.
And I think that's true with any fruit or vegetable.
But you've got to, so here's the thing. You've got to leave it out and make it room temperature before you use it. It says the creamy goodness of this fruit is best enjoyed at room temperature. So refrigerate it and then take it out 5 or 6 hours before you're going to eat it so it's room temperature. Then that way you leverage preserving it longer and then having it be creamy and ready to go when you're ready to eat it.
Peaches, apricots, nectarines, and plums should ripen at room temperature.
And they should be then grilled after that.
But then if you aren't going to be able to use them before they go bad, put them in the refrigerator to extend the life on them.
And so this is the superhuman twist on this, right? Things are good in the refrigerator, but they taste better at room temperature. So this is critical thinking at its best. Room temperature ready for eating or preparing, and keep it refrigerated to prolong the freshness. It just takes, you know, if you're going to work in the morning and you know you're going to eat that avocado, take it out before you go to work, and, you know, leave it out so it's room temperature.
And the same holds true with berries. And one thing I will add is don't rinse your berries all at once because it's going to make them moldy. So just rinse what you're going to eat.
That's a good point. That's really good. Sweet potatoes. The intense orange color of sweet potatoes is part of what makes the tubers so healthy. Yeah, the beta carotene. They're chock full of beta carotene, the precursor to vitamin A. That's not necessarily true in some people, which is essential for vision and healthy immune system. No, real vitamin A is. You can drink your daily dose of sweet potatoes, really, in this sweet potato pear cinnamon juice. So, but they're saying, oh, I'm sorry, that is not part of the same article.
Is not.
I was thinking, why wouldn't you want to refrigerate them? No, that's not part of the same article. I'm sorry about that. So there you go. But that's okay. We have to take a break anyway. It's exactly 15 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casual Friday.
And when we come back, I want to talk about carcinogens and toxins in your toothpaste.
Oh, wonderful. You know, my father didn't brush his teeth at the end of his life. I think he understood that it was aging him. Maybe I'm going to stop.
Seriously?
Yeah. And my father, like the last, like maybe 8-10 years of his life, he didn't brush his teeth anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he just didn't care. When my father got to that age where he, kind of like that old guy.
He never brushed his teeth?
No, his whole life he did.
No, I mean the last 8 years?
Yeah. My mother used to
never.
Complain. Yeah. He just stopped. I know it's disgusting. Him and my mother weren't kissing anymore anyway, so it didn't matter, I guess. But yeah, he just kind of gave up. You know, he just wasn't happy. He was sick.
Did he go to the dentist? I guess
No, he would wait for them to fall out and he would send them in the mail one at a time. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Four point six million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. After reading this, I'm not going to brush my teeth either. I think my father was right.
So this is a report out by the Cornucopia Institute. And they've reported that following the sweeping overhaul of chemical regulation signed into law last month with the Chemical Safety for the 21st Century Act, consumers might expect that shampoo, lotion, and toothpaste will be free of toxins soon.
Nope.
But that would be wrong.
And I was just going to say, this is such nonsense, the FDA, the EPA. It's like they create this name and they make people think, oh, they'd have to stop selling 90% of what they sell today and really do some thorough research on it and before they re-release all this stuff. It means nothing.
The new law only applies to products regulated by the EPA. All cosmetics, personal care products such as toothpaste.
Yum, I want to use toothpaste.
Toothpaste fall under the FDA and remain unregulated.
Thanks to the FDA. What a joke. What a joke. This is the organization that's supposed to be the firewall between you and unscrupulous companies foisting products that will harm you and your family, and they do anything but that. But let a pharmaceutical drug kill 1,000 people, well, that's acceptable. Well, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
So the Cornucopia Institute, which is referred to as an organic industry watchdog.
Right.
Started doing some extensive work focusing on potentially carcinogenic food additives such as carrageenan. Carrageenan is a non-necessary additive that reliably produces inflammation in the body and is still common in many organic foods like cream, chocolate milk, yogurt, and also toothpaste.
And why? Because it's a thickener. Because people go, oh, this tastes better to me because it's thick. But it's not supposed to be thick in nature, but they want something thick. So that's why they add carrageenan. It's been shown to lead to dysfunction of the stomach. It could clog up proton pumps, and it could actually lead to certain cancers of the stomach.
So there are organic toothpaste out there, and there are natural toothpaste out there. I'm just going to tell you the top five that Cornucopia recommends. Dr. Bronner's All-One Toothpaste.
Happy Teeth Toothpaste Organic.
Green People Toothpaste.
Poofy by Poofy Organics. I like that one. Oh, are you looking at the list of the, with the green boxes?
No. Well, no. Okay, so it's Dr. Bronner's Green People Toothpaste, Happy Teeth Toothpaste by Poofy Organics, yeah. My Essence Toothpaste, and that's spelled M-I Essence.
Uh-huh.
And this is made by Made Simple Skincare Mint Sweet Orange Toothpaste.
I wouldn't use My Essence Toothpaste.
Why?
Because essence is referred to something that happens in sex sometimes, and I don't think I want that in my toothpaste. That's all I'm saying.
So the cornucopia.org has a toothbrush, toothpaste scorecard that you can go check
out. That's
what
I was looking at, yeah.
So their scorecard starts at 1200 and goes down. The 1200 rating, it receives 5 toothbrush, meaning that it's the best organic natural toothpaste on the market. But then it goes down to 4 toothbrushes or 1160, and you'll be able to see what's in the toothpaste that you're using. Artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, artificial preservatives, artificial colors, carrageenan, fluoride, surfactants, foaming agents.
Triclosan, folks.
Triclosan, GMO ingredients, toxic contaminants, if it's really organic or not, and if it's certified.
Did you say polypropylene glycol already?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's in toothpaste.
Yeah. And just for the record, right? Triclosan is being linked to heart problems, a variety of different don't forget it's a estrogen mimicking compound, so it's an endocrine disruptor. They're putting it in toothpaste. When we were in Mexico, they had a mouthwash, and all I could read on it was con triclosan. I was like, really? People are putting this in their bodies now? I know that it's in hand sanitizer, but what the hell are you brushing your teeth with it for?
So, listen to this now. I just want, because this toothpaste, some of these toothpastes are really popular. They've got a 0 rating. Okay, the Jason's toothpaste, Kiss My Face toothpaste.
Really?
Allodent toothpaste made by Optima, Carefree, Australian Tea Tree Fresh and White, Go Smile Luxury toothpaste made by Estee Lauder, Perfect Smile Whitening that has CoQ10 in it. These all have zeros, meaning that they have red marks all over. They're not certified. They have artificial
sweeteners. They're 500 or below in the scoring system if for them to be a 0. So
Arm & Hammer, Dr. Collins Toothpaste, Marvis, Plaque HD, Plus White Whitening, Crest, of course, Colgate, of course. Crest and Colgate got the worst of
50s,
all.
50s, 5 zeros.
They've got the worst of everybody.
Instead of a toothpaste, instead of a toothbrush, they have the symbol for those is a punch in the mouth.
But I'm surprised here that the Spry, which is the gum,
xylitol
gum, they got a really low score. They only got a 1 toothbrush.
Well, okay, so let's be clear. Just because xylitol is a good idea in chewing gum, there's a lot of things, and no one's rating chewing gum, right? Who's looking at chewing gum and going, wait a minute. I mean, who knows what's in chewing gum, says the guy who chews gum all the time.
I think it has been rated before.
Has it? Okay.
We'll have to find that and talk about that in the
Trader Joe's only got a 2 toothbrushes. They got a 750. Trader Joe's all-natural toothpaste.
The Tea Tree toothpaste by Tea Tree Therapy only got a 1 toothbrush, 700. The Desert Essence got a 700.
Yeah.
So
yeah, these are bad. So, or make your own toothpaste. Which
Tom's of Maine.
Yeah, Tom's is hugely popular.
It's huge. It got a 750.
That's 1 toothbrush, right?
It got two toothbrushes. Yeah.
You shouldn't be using that stuff. That's you know, you can make your own toothpaste. You really can. Baking soda, a little bit of hydrogen peroxide. You can put a little stevia in it if you want some flavor. I mean, you can make your own toothpaste. It's not hard. And at least you'll know what's in it. We have to take a break.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Yeah, because Ghostbusters is popular again. I figured I would put this song back in there. It's actually Ray Parker versus AC/DC.
Oh.
As a mashup.
So, lately, I've been shocked at the amount of people that I've spoken with that say they don't drink water at all.
I find that amazing.
They drink no water.
But I wonder if tea qualifies as water, or once you boil it.
No, it's caffeine.
You're right. Yeah, forget it.
No, so drinking pure water every day. I mean, there have been so many people that said they just don't.
You have a friend who's a, a, orthodontist that he said, no, I don't drink water. And what did he say he drinks? He drinks soda all day long.
He drinks tea and milk.
Oh, tea and milk. That's it.
Yeah. So, and then also, what about kids? Like, are parents making or
are they
not
suggesting their, to their kids that
yeah,
they drink
not
water?
Giving their children water. Soda or having them drink water? It's just amazing to me. But anyway, some of the things that your body needs water for proper functioning is blood circulation. It increases your metabolism. The first thing I do every morning is drink a big glass of water.
Right.
Regulation of body temperature, waste removal, and detoxification.
Mm-hmm. So the most important thing it does is because of the delicate balance between electrolytes and their osmolality in your body, not having enough water, which we call dehydration, can do terrible things like harm your performance. As little as 3% dehydration will impact your performance in the gym or in life. But more importantly, as you get down lower than that, which I'm sure there's a lot of people in this country who are.
Severe dehydration can be life-threatening.
Organ systems start becoming damaged. But even not subclinical dehydration, I mean, enough where you're not threatened with losing your life, but you don't realize your kidneys are not working right, your heart's not working right, your liver's not working right. Your blood hemodynamics thickens. As your viscosity increases in your blood, it puts more strain on the heart, puts more strain on the organs, and it's all reversed like within moments of drinking water.
So some of the side effects of not drinking enough water include fatigue and dizziness.
There you go.
Mood swings, foggy thinking and poor concentration, chills, back or joint aches, muscle cramps, dull and dry, pronounced skin, wrinkles that are pronounced,
right.
Constipation, headaches, infrequent urination, dark urine.
Yeah, if your urine is dark like apple juice, you're not drinking enough water. Your urine should be a light, pale yellow to a straw color. If your urine is dark, 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 or even mildly dark like apple juice, you're in trouble. You already don't have enough fluid in your body.
Mine's just clear because I drink
so much water. So much water, yeah.
Sugar cravings and bad breath. So how much should you drink a day?
I read somewhere, I'm trying to think how many ounces per pound of body weight. I think the average size person should drink 64 ounces of water a day, I want to say.
The Institute of Medicine recommends a much higher average than the typical 8 glasses a day.
Right.
They recommend women drink 2.7 liters or 91 ounces,
mm-hmm.
and men 3.7 liters or 125 ounces.
And 120 is a gallon.
128 is a gallon.
Yeah.
So I strive for a gallon a day. I don't always get that.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm usually probably pretty close to the 91 ounces.
And especially if you train and you sweat. You must replenish water. It's not all just about electrolytes. Your body, your kidneys are really good at turning up and down the amount of minerals that it excretes, but your skin is not. And so when you sweat, you lose a disproportionate amount of sodium than potassium, calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium. And that's another reason why it's important to salt your foods if you're an active person. But also maintaining that osmolality of minerals depends on you putting fresh water in as you're losing it.
And I don't know if you remember a few years ago we talked about on Casual Friday, there was a woman in the UK that did an experiment.
Yeah.
And she hadn't been a water drinker. And so she started for a month. She was going to drink 3 liters.
3 liters.
And her skin, she looked 10 years younger.
Yeah. Yeah.
She really looked 10 years younger.
But you should drink your water in between meals if you want to digest your food fast. So if you're somebody that's eating every 2.5, 3.5 hours, you have to drink your water in between meals. Because if you drink a lot of water during your meal, you shut down the concentration of enzymes and hydrochloric acid in your stomach, and the meal lingers in your stomach longer. It slows down the process of digestion.
So there's a recent study that just came out of the University of Birmingham in the UK that says that if you drink 500 milliliters of water,
right, a half liter of water,
30 minutes prior to a meal, it may assist weight management goals in obese men and women.
So does it do that by increasing satiety and you feel fuller faster, or slowing gastric emptying, which it's going to do both probably?
I think it makes you feel fuller. According to here, they said that they also had the subjects imagine having a full stomach before they had a main meal. So,
but it is also slowing down gastric emptying, which is a good thing, especially if you're diabetic and you're eating a lot of carbs. What's next? You want to take a break?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely.
That's why I both use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Bust the move. Bust the move. Bust the move. Come on. So, we did a show with Dr. Jeff last week where we talked about nanoparticles that are in everything today. Cosmetics and foods and baby juices.
I couldn't believe that nanoparticles are in beer.
Yeah. And Carmelo Cierzo, who listens to the show from Canada, and I remember when this happened because I actually met Carmella online at RX Muscle Forum shortly after she lost her mother. It was very tragic. And she told me then, she said that her mother told her on her deathbed that she was convinced that she got bile duct cancer because from mixing the silver nanoparticles that went into the pillows to keep them from developing mold and stuff like that when people sweat and their pieces of their flesh fall into the pillow and all this other. I mean, your pillow's a disgusting mess typically, but it's yours. It's all your stuff. You know what I mean? So you don't mind. And the pillow manufacturers, they put these silver nanoparticles in there because silver is a powerful purifier. And she actually reached out. She went to the company. She went to their website. She contacted them. She got information about this stuff.
Do you remember the name of the company?
Well, I remember the product was some it had silver in the name.
Silver Mattress Company?
No, it was like Silver Lake. The product itself was called like Silver something, right? Silver Flow, Silver Lake, something like that. And her mother used to mix it by hand in with water. And then they would spray it on the material, I guess. So the overspray was in the air. And then she was actually the person responsible for mixing the stuff. And she died very young, and she died from a rare type of bile duct cancer.
Carmela said here the message to me that it's been banned in Europe for a while. This nano silver particles has been banned.
Yeah, and it's not just in pillows and mattress pads and stuff. It's anything that has silver nanoparticles in it. Be careful. So she just wants everybody to realize that. So let's talk about
how to fall asleep after you wake up at 2 a.m.
I can't get that. Did you get it to open?
Yeah.
So I must have an incomplete URL. So go ahead. You start talking and I'll find it.
Okay. It says to jot down your thoughts.
That's not going to make me fall asleep.
Well, no. And then you have to turn the light on to do that?
Yeah, right. I mean, like, no. Let me get my laptop out and start typing. That'll make me fall asleep. Yeah.
Listen to a book on tape. I don't think that would work either. Listen to a ASMR, autonomous sensory meridian response.
What the hell? Are they kidding me?
Oh. It's basically the pleasant sounds of soft whispers or light tapping.
Really?
That's what it says.
That would probably keep me awake. I'd be like, who the hell is tapping?
Lower your thermostat, which you should do anyway before you go to bed.
That's the one time that it's worth spending money to cool your house off, and that's at night when it's time to sleep.
Count your breath.
Or count your neighbors snoring so you can hear them through your wall.
Visualize your childhood home. Why would you want to do that? Because you're not thinking about the stresses of the day.
Oh, yeah, right. But what if I was raped by my dad in my childhood home? I don't want to think about my childhood home. That's a loser. I like the one about using scented stuff,
lavender oil on your pillow.
So you actually have a spray that's made just for spraying on your bed sheets and stuff like that before you go to bed, and it's got a bunch of oils in a
lavender.
Base. Yeah, it's really nice.
It's nice. Put your clock face down.
I don't sleep with a clock. Isn't that funny? And I don't want that electric thing next to my head anyway, face down or face up.
Place a pillow under your knees.
So what I've noticed in life is that women who have ample booties, they need this more than people with flat butts. I've just observed you. Okay. So you, because you, actually when you sleep, there's times in the night where you actually put your legs up, like bend your knees. And I asked you one time why. And you said because your back kind of feels like it needs that. And I've examined the divot that your butt leaves in the mattress, in this memory foam mattress.
Wow.
And I realized that I would imagine that women who have ample bottoms probably could use like something under their knees, because when you bring your knees up, your butt kind of shifts, your hips shift, your pelvis shifts forward, and you don't have that ultra arch in your lower back all of a sudden.
I always sleep on my back too.
Yeah.
Always.
You are one of the most sound sleepers I have ever met in my life. You don't make noise. Really. You don't.
I don't move. I don't turn.
No, your little head is right where it is where you wake up in the morning, just where you went to sleep, and it's just amazing.
It's funny because I have a pillow that's down, and it kind of just, my head makes a dent in that.
Sinks right in.
It sinks into that pillow.
Well, and we have a memory foam mattress, and your butt makes a dent into the memory foam mattress.
Also, mist your face. If you wake up, it might help if you're hot. And then get up out of bed and go sit in a chair.
Yeah. So when
I
can't
sleep. What do you think
about that? Well, when I can't sleep at night, I don't lay there anymore and think to myself, damn it, I can't fall asleep. If I know, and I know, you know what I'm talking about, those of you listening. You wake up in the middle of the night, you know you can get back to sleep. You wake up in the middle of the night and you know you can't. I don't linger. I get up, I leave the room, I go in another room and I read for a while. I wait until I get tired and then I'll try to go back to sleep again. I don't fight it anymore. You know, I'm not going to, oh my God, I can't sleep again. That just makes things worse. It fills you full of angst, and then you really feel terrible the next day. So get up, read a book, and then go back to bed. Just be, you know, considerate of the person in the room. Because when I was married, I would be asleep already for an hour, and my ex-wife would come in and turn all the lights on in the room.
Really?
Yeah, I had to sleep. So then I got smart, and I started sleeping with those eye covers. And then she would make noise. So then I started sleeping with earplugs. And my kids used to joke, and they used to say, when I had my eye covers on and my earplugs in, they would say, Dad is in his apartment. Yeah. Yeah, they knew. Like, the only way you can wake me up now is if you start jumping on the bed, or giving yourself a pedicure on the side of the bed, which actually happened about 3 o'clock in the morning one time.
You're kidding me.
I swear to God. When I think back at these things, I think, you must really have to hate somebody to be that inconsiderate and insensitive to their sleep. Really.
Giving yourself a pedicure at 3 a.m.?
And you know, women use that rasp to like rasp like the dry skin off of their heel and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. And so like she was doing that and the bed is bouncing up and down like this. And I wake up and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And, oh, I'm giving myself a pedicure.
Wow, I don't think the bedroom is the appropriate place to do that anyway.
Well, I mean, especially when there's someone sleeping in it. You know, go in another room. But anyway, okay, I digress.
Okay, so there was a new study that just came out that was presented at this year's World Congress of Anesthesiologists in Hong Kong. Five-year study reveals patients operated on at night are twice as likely to die as patients who have daytime operations.
Man. So really, the only time you're being operated on at night, but let's be
it's
fair
emergencies.
Here. Emergencies. Yeah. Because if you've got something that they're scheduling, they're going to schedule it for daytime. If you come in with a gunshot wound, you're probably going to be operated on at night if you arrive at night. So I kind of feel like the scales are tilted in favor for the type of condition that would lead to a higher mortality rate to begin with. But that's just my guess. I bet they're a fun group.
The group of anesthesiologists.
Yeah, they all bring their propofol. What do you got? What do you got? Oh, I've got nitrous oxide. I got propofol. Come on, let's go back to the room and get high. You put me out for a half hour, and then I'll put you out for a half hour. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
So I actually experimented with nitrous oxide when I was a kid. So my friend,
like the kind that you get in the dentist's office.
Yeah. So my friend Frankie had a hot rod, right? And so he had. Back then, in the 70s, nitrous oxide became very popular. You pump it in with the fuel, and your fuel burns hotter. You get more combustion. You get more horsepower. But you can only turn it on for short periods of time because you obviously don't have an endless supply of nitrous oxide. You've got these tanks in the trunk of your car. And also, if you turn it on the wrong times, it makes fuel burn so hot that you can actually burn holes in your pistons. So you only turn it on when the engine is really revving at its highest. So one night, we were sitting in his garage working on his car, and I said to him, so this is, so he had these big tanks in his trunk. I said, so this is the nitrous oxide. I said, this is the stuff that they give you at the dentist when they want to put you to sleep. They call it laughing gas. And we were like, wow, let's check this out. So we actually disconnected one of them, took an old Bic pen and took the ink part out of it, stuck the Bic pen into the hole, and we started sucking on the nitrous bottle, and it was a pisser. And we were getting high for short periods of time, and then it wears off.
Well, I think that there was, they've talked about in the past that dentists do that, like in their offices.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that the nitrous oxide we were breathing wasn't like dental grade because it was designed for race cars, but it still got you high.
So do you remember the girl that came on that talked about doctor suicides?
Yeah.
Came on our show?
The high rate of suicides in new doctors getting out of college and getting into the medical field, they're killing themselves left and right because of the debt. And because the medical industry from a doctor's perspective is a very, very high stress industry.
So I get her emails or her newsletter now, and there was a story which was also in the Washington Post about a resident. She's a psychiatric resident at George Washington University.
Mm-hmm.
And she was diagnosed in spring of 2015. She was diagnosed with kidney cancer. So she informed the program that she, you know, had cancer and that she was going to be going through treatment or what have you. And they eventually just let her go. They fired her from her position because they said that she had a
bad attitude.
She wasn't able to perform her duties. And she said that she was performing her duties properly. And so now she's suing the university because they let her go. And my point in telling this story is that it's like they have zero tolerance for people.
Yeah. So
the medical association.
They want employers to offer family leave and special leave. Like if you're got to care for your mother because she's dying, they want employers to be sensitive to that type of stuff and let people keep their jobs. In some cases, continue to get some amount of pay while they go and do this noble thing. But the medical industry doesn't have any patience for that. No pun intended, right? So if you're a doctor and you get cancer, it's like you can't do your job, you're out. I mean, where is the cry for fairness in that situation?
She said, despite major surgery, tubes, drains, fainting, constant vomiting, and panic attacks, I was still able to be a good doctor. I was both a doctor and a patient. Despite pressure from above, I received excellent evaluations from my attendings.
That tells the story. If she got excellent evaluations, they have a problem on their hands.
She said, so how on earth did they have justification to fire me?
Terrible. Very, very sad.
And that's the medical industry.
It just goes to show you they're heartless. That's terrible. But it's the hierarchy. You know, that's coming from administrators.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. But I mean, I just want to, the medical industry is made up of practitioners and administrators.
That's coming from the administrators.
Yeah. Yeah. Doctors have.
But a lot of the administrators were doctors. Yeah.
But they're not anymore. Now they're bean counters. They're the ones who say, you don't have the time to spend with the patient. You got to get him in and out at this time here. We don't care. Because at the end of the day, we can't lose money. So that's the administrators right there. That's terrible. And then they'll blame it on the insurance companies. They will. They'll say, well, we can't afford to do these things because insurance only pays us a certain amount of money. And then the argument goes circular. But meanwhile, people die at a higher rate when they're operated on at night. You know what I mean? It's like,
well, and the whole insurance thing. I mean, our insurance is going up yet again.
Let's talk about this. This has to be spoken
about. And so I called and complained because we don't use our insurance. We just don't use it. And when we do use it, they don't pay for anything in your case of your surgery. But yeah. I mean, and the guy said, well, sorry, you're in a zip code and that zip code has to go up because people are
sicker in that zip code.
Getting more insurance, filing more insurance
claims from that zip code, which is baffling to me, but maybe it's an older zip code. But I mean, older people in it. Well, we'll leave it on that note. All right, listen, thank you for listening this week. We have lots of great shows planned for next week, too, by the way.
Yes, we do.
And
glyphosate in vaccines.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Anthony Samsel, big things going on. You remember, he's the guy who, through the Freedom of Information Act, got some 30,000 emails between the EPA and Monsanto and discovered that they know that glyphosate causes harm to humans, and they covered it up. And you notice the mainstream media never picked up that story?
Of course not.
Isn't that interesting?
Okay, everybody, have a nice, happy Labor Day weekend.
Yes, have a good, long, happy weekend. We'll see you next week.
Bye.